You know, last year I told you we had the last 2 years. We have had weather phenomena that after years and years and years and years of being trained to do what these meteorologists were doing on television, that was the most amazing, confusing 2 years I've ever seen in my life. And I couldn't figure out why things weren't moving faster. It wasn't time. I have worked on this thing for years and years and years. I have reached a final conclusion. I believe I know what's been happening and why. I'll never be able to tell the tribulation period until it starts, but I'll guarantee you I can get pretty close to it, because there's some things I've wanted to know for a long, long time, and I sure didn't want to do something that would irritate God. So this coming Sunday, I'm going to show you some things, and I've listened to a lot of people lately, and some of them, I don't think they quite get this tribulation period at all. You all do realize, and I don't mean this to be downgrading, we are going to be in the tribulation period up until the seventh trumpet. I mean, you understand that. Anybody here doesn't understand that? You're going to be in the tribulation period for about 4.5 years. You say, I can't believe that. Sometimes people lose sight of this, but I've never lost sight of it. I was taught that seventh trumpet rapture when I was young. I never saw any reason to discord it. I've had to learn to preach around it for years without ever lying. But you are going to go through a tribulation period of about over four years. Now, I'm going to talk about this at length on Sunday, but you better get that in your mind, because I've never taught you anything else. When I first came up here, I told you that I wasn't sure of when it would occur, but now I'm certain of it, and yet somehow when I tell one of you all that, I get a look like you're giving me anime. Did you know that? And it's almost like you all don't realize you're going to have to go through the part of the tribulation period. I hope you don't think it's just something that's, you know, I'll just be running around here skipping roses for a little over 4 years. I hope you haven't got that ingrained in your mind, because that isn't going to happen. And I don't want to be accountable before God if I don't put that across. All this stuff that's been going on, actually for the last 2 years, and especially for what's been happening along the coastlines of the United States, along the West Coast for that matter, they've had to evacuate people several times. Some of the places that I went out there, I went to those churches, and the churches were flooded. And I knew a lot of those people that were flooded out. And then it came on around and began to affect Houston. Went up from Houston across to Mississippi. Then it went on across and started over in Florida. And then it went up the coast there. It's not finished there. They're going to get hit up in the northern part up there around up around Boston. Not as bad as they did in Florida, but it's fading away. Now, I've lived with this for all these years. I've lost some of the best friends I ever had because they don't like what I teach. So I just wanted to make sure that you know what I believe, because I don't want to lose you as friends. But if I'm going to lose you as a friend, you might as well get it over with, because I do believe that you are going to be in the tribulation period. And when I say that I believe it will occur on the seventh trumpet, if you don't believe that, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. And so I'm going to put that out. And on Sunday morning, I'm going to show you exactly what I believe. And I won't fiddle around with it. But for now, all that stuff that's been going on down there, believe it or not, there's a very distinct scripture in the book of Revelation, just a single scripture. And that single scripture makes it very, very clear that what's going on down there right now will continue to go along, and it's going to fade out. That scripture, after it fades out, has to do with the an hour and a half of heavenly time. Now, first of all, let me tell you, I don't know how long an hour and a half of heaven time is. I think it's probably something like a few months. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be a tribulation period that breaks out all over the earth. Now, that tribulation period is going to be carried out by God. What you have seen so far is God using water, a basic element. Water to flood areas, kill a lot of people. He has really concentrated that in a meteorological element. He controls all the way up. He controls the atmosphere. He controls the moisture. He controls it all. All power in heaven and earth is given to him. Am I positive of that? I'm absolutely positive. Are you going to go through part of the tribulation period? If you don't die right away, yes, you are. And you say, well, I think it's going to be this way. No problem. But if you're looking for a preacher that doesn't believe you're going to go through the tribulation period, this ain't him. And I'm not being facetious. I'm not being mean. I'm not being snarly in any way. I'm telling you this for your own sakes. This thing about, well, what's been happening? What's been involved? It's been H2O, water. It's been the control of water. It's been God using the water to flood vast areas of southeastern U.S., a lot of them out in California, a whole bunch of them down in Florida, that extended all the way up into New England. Right now, they're going to get some more flooding up there before this completely fades out, probably in Boston. Now, why did he do it this way? He said he was going to. He made it very plain. Somebody got a Bible? I'll read it to you. It's not very long. Now let's take a look back at Revelation 7. And 9. I'm sorry, Revelation 6 and 9. Revelation 6 and 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. You may be one of them. I may be one of them. You say, well, I don't agree with that. Well, that's fine. It's not fine, but all I can do is warn you about it. It says, and for the testimony which they held. Now, this word martyr that's used here, it can be used in other words, in other ways. But for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season. How long is a little season? Well, it's a day is as 1,000 years as the Lord, and 1,000 years as a day. You say, well, Brother Michael Murray, it's a little season. You can't take that and just make it say what you want it to say. It's a little season. It's not a long time. Could be. Because of what God said about his way of looking at time. Or it could be a little over 4 years. Could be a lot of things. I'm just asking you to consider this tonight. Until their fellow servants also, and their brethren, that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. We raised children. We raised grandchildren. You've got some grandchildren you just love to death. You've got some children you love to death. And you even hate the very thought of being separated from them. David said, and I don't blame you. I'm not jumping on you. I'm not saying anything, shame on you. I feel the same way. But when you come right down to it, David mourned for his dead child, the child of Bathsheba. And finally he just quit, got up and said, he cannot come to me, but I can go to him. And it's a quite literal statement. He says then, and when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became of blood. That's quite a description. The stars of heaven fell into the earth when she is shaken of a mighty wind. We've been seeing a lot of mighty wind the last couple of weeks in particular. And we've seen a lot of things depart that were pretty well anchored. There's been a whole legion of them that have been breaking out. It's the most unusual period of time I've ever seen in my time on this earth. And I was born in 1932, and I was briefed all about that one in 1932 and what happened, so I can tell you all about it if you want to know. 3 years later, they had Black Sunday, and I got another dose of that. My life has not been an accident, and it took me a long time to realize that. Well, who am I? I'll tell you exactly who I am. I'm a man with a poor spirit, and I'm spiritually poor. I learned that. Now, who are you? Are you all puffed up? Lord have mercy, I've seen so many puffed up people in my life that I realized how puffed up I am and was. Not anymore. I've learned to love God because He first loved me. I'd love to stay here, but I don't think God's going to do anything supernatural to use this 85-year-old man for something. I'm anxious to go home, but there was something that God wanted me to do before I left, and I'm doing it right now. He says, "And the heavenly part as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondsman, and every free man, and hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains." This is a preview of the tribulation period God put in here so you'd understand how you were going to be affected by this. And He showed it to you before He ever really showed you when it was going to occur. And then He wouldn't tell you the day, the week, the month, or the year. You say, "Well, I don't believe that." Well, then you don't believe the Bible. "And hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains." That's found in Isaiah 2:10. He says, "And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of the Lord, wrath of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Now, when you go through all this, oversimplification of this book is wrong. Oversimplification of this book is wrong, wrong, wrong. You say, "Well, when did they first started preaching the first of the week?" Not before 1740. You say, "Who told you that? What books you read it in?" You're looking at a man that's been all over the earth. I've looked in every library and every college and university I was ever near, and they were numerous. The first of the week position is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. So is the mid-trib position. I can prove it. I can actually show you and prove it to you. Well, how'd all that get in there? Well, that's another interesting story. But they're all wrong. You might as well know what's going to happen. And you might as well know you're going to go through part of the tribulation period. You're going up to the seventh trumpet. And if you have children, they're going to go with you. You want to protect them, stay with them. You got grandchildren that you want to protect them, stay with them. So do I. I've lost a lot of wonderful friends because of what I've been telling you. When they find out that I believe that I'm going to go through part of the tribulation period of it, that I'm a seventh trumper, that's the end of their relationship with me. Doesn't take long. And pretty soon they avoid me. Well, I really thought it out before I decided to teach what I teach. Because I've got an eternity to live in heaven with God. And eternity is a lot longer than separation from my children. I also love God more than I love my children. I also love God more than I did my wife. You say, you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm a bondservant. Don't mind being one at all. It's the only thing I can be. You say, well, I'm not a bondservant. Well, that's between you and the Lord. Now, when you notice down here, when he says, look at Revelation 7 and 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Yeah, that's, remember the white robes? Now let's go over and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. Good answer. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of them, shall feed them and shall wipe them, shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now notice this. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. How long is a half an hour in heaven? I may talk to you about that on Sunday, if you're still here. But for right now, I want to just talk about this and go to the house before I explode. Warnings of past 3 weeks of chaos are now fading. But the true worldwide distant tribulation period is not in the long distant future and will suddenly be seen across the planet as hot liquid magma surfaces. Well, that's interesting. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. What the short tribulation period is now ending is a warning to the citizens of this world, but the warning is over. It's nearing an end right now. And it'll be a short break in between. And everybody will forget what's been happening. All these terrified people you've seen on television, scared out of their socks. You say, well, they'll remember it. No, they won't. Because they survived it. And when they get to the point where they can feel like everything's going just great, then all of a sudden you're going to have an outbreak where the whole earth trembles, where hot liquid rock starts coming up all over the earth, where the things that you have watched down south along our coastline occur much more frequently. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be something that's so horrible, I don't think you can ever imagine it. You better get ready for it. I'm going to be talking about that. I hope you'll come. I hope you won't get irritated by this. But a lot of people get very caught up in this. But God warns you. Do you think you're God? Do you think I can overcome an army? Do you think I can overcome anything? He asked you that. Well, I answered the question. Yes, I do. So you say, well, are you prepared? I'm prepared for exactly what I'm telling you here today. I'm going to go through part of the tribulation period. You say, well, don't believe it. Well, you're wasting your time here. If you believe that you're just going to go whip right on into heaven and down here all you have to do is just believe a certain thing and you're going to be all right. I'm sorry it doesn't work that way. To the citizens of the world, but the warning is over. It's finishing up right now. And you personally, you and those you love, had better get ready for a world tribulation that's not in the far distant future. And it's going to last about 4 years. Having seen what happened in the last few weeks, it should cause you to prepare for the eventual worldwide tribulation period to come on all the earth suddenly. And it will last much longer than Irma. What are you afraid of? Can't you're God? Don't you think your God can defeat an army? Don't you think your God has all power in heaven and earth? What do you think? What do you think? Something you better start thinking about. The period of tribulation chaos, as I have said on many occasions, was not the real tribulation period, because it was a purely liquid time of meteorological terror. The real tribulation period of Revelation is to contain both geological and meteorological events far worse than what Americans passed through on its Irma chaos that's now disappearing. What are you afraid of? What on earth are you afraid of? I'll tell you what you're afraid of. you're afraid of, that he doesn't have all power in heaven and earth. You're afraid of, you've got the whole answer. If I had the whole answer, I'd tell you. But I've got enough of a partial answer to not tell you. You better get ready to go through the tribulation period that may last for a little over 4 years. The worldwide period of tribulation will contain far greater worldwide chaos than that experienced in Irma. I have told you for some 40 years that I could not tell you the day, the week, or the year Jesus would come to rapture his people. But at least I can now tell you that what Jesus has not fulfilled in the last 1,335 days of Daniel 9:27, and you need to prepare while you still have time. You think you have a strong faith? You really think you've got a strong, strong faith? You really think that you've got a poor spirit? Who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Will it be you or some other disciple? Jesus is going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And he's going to decide what the rest of us were or were not. This is not going to be a cakewalk. It'd be better probably if I died before he came. But I want to be here. You say, well, if you don't make it, Brother Michael Murray, this may not be the truth. Well, just wait and see. I can tell you that Jesus has not fulfilled the last 1,335 days of Revelation 9:27, and you need to prepare while you still have time. I think I know and understand a split rapture now. A couple of things that always confuse me. God doesn't bother me at all about what I'm telling you right now, because I figure it's going to make some of you mad. I hope not. But I've lost a lot of friends that I really loved because of what I believe. The tribulation period of Revelation will contain far greater planet chaos than ever experienced in the USA. That's part three of Daniel's 70th week. This is awful small print, so you can take it and look at it when you get home. I'm not going to preach any more of this, because I'm curious to know how many of you are going to come back. You say, what if none of us come back? Will I be disappointed? Certainly. Certainly I will. But there's two sides to me. One that has made up his mind that God can defeat anything, and all power in heaven and earth is given to him. And I'm not afraid of what happens. I'm not afraid of going through the tribulation period. You say, well, what kind of faith do you have? Well, I have a very weak faith. I have a poor faith. Who had a poor faith? Did the rich man or did Lazarus? Which one had a poor faith? The rich man or Lazarus? We're told that the man in hell said that. He said, go tell my brother. Lazarus said, they wouldn't listen to me. And we overrate ourselves. I don't care who you are. You say, are you talking directly to me? Yes, I am. I don't want any of you to feel left out. But the truth of the matter is, you got the same problem I have. You think you know too much. I don't think I know too much, because blessed are the poor in spirit. No, not pure. Blessed. Well, I've said enough. I'm not going to say any more. I hope I see you back. But if I hurt your feelings, I'm glad. Because if you got irritated, you needed that. I'll preach again Sunday if I'm still living. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I believe about the rapture. I can't tell you when, but I've finally figured some things out, and I'm real satisfied with it. And I lost a dear friend this last week who was one of my teachers. And he doesn't believe the truth anymore. This man was very prominent in our work. I'm still in shock over it. But I just want to be sure that you understand that you're supposed to be prepared to go through the tribulation period, and it would be a mighty good idea for you not to think that you had such a strong spirit that you were going to be up there. That's what all the disciples thought. You say, I'm different. Yeah, you sure are. And that's why the Lord kept getting on them about it. I know lots of preachers that just never do get to the point where everybody else is wrong but me. There's enough I don't know. By now, surely you've figured out that I don't know what's right and what's wrong in a lot of things. How about you? You're not going to live forever. What's your attitude toward yourself? Do you consider yourself poor in spirit? Haven't you ever been humbled? Haven't you ever come to the point when you realized the disciples kept trying to figure out who was going to be first in the kingdom of heaven? Do you talk about religious people and you're one of them yourself? You say, well, you shouldn't. If this is hurting your feelings, I'm glad. I'm really glad, because it sure hurt my feelings along the way to figure out myself. Some people never do. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the things you teach us. Lord, thank you for teaching us to understand how poor we really are in spirit when we compare ourselves to you. These things I ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.